Capital One, thank you so much for the support of this podcast. I've been paying attention. I see that you put people first. You're both igniting positive change and becoming a force of good in our communities. And you're really making sure that you're giving back with nonprofit organizations and local leaders to get the real important work done. If you all want to find out more of what they're up to, head on over to CapitalOne.com/about. On today's episode of the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, I'm going to destroy one of the big fears that holds you back from making things possible. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's do it. So I don't know if you're on the treadmill right now, or if you're in the car, if you're having that first cup of coffee, or maybe you're on the train, or maybe you're at work, or maybe you've finished work for the day and you use this to boost you for tomorrow, like Andreas does. That's right, Andreas. I called you out, man, because I know you listen to this in the evening, whereas it's really meant to be listened to in the morning. But the real thing is to listen to it at any time that's convenient for you. I want to talk today about the fear of uncertainty. Now, there are several fears that are out there. Fear of embarrassment. There are all types of other fears that we can deal with. Rejection, being judged, so on and so forth. But today, I just want to look at the fear of uncertainty. And the first thing that I want to remind you is that being fearless doesn't mean eliminating fear. Being fearless means knowing how to leverage fear. So let's tackle the fear of uncertainty. It's really common for people to not launch that idea, or it's very common for people to stay at a job they don't enjoy because of uncertainty or the fear of the unknown. Not knowing what the future holds can be super scary, right? Like, none of us are fortune tellers. We can't see what that outcome is going to be. You're not alone in this, and you don't have some problem because you're in a job you don't love, or you're stuck in a rut, or you are worried about what's going to happen. You don't have a problem because of that. I do want to share something with you, though, that is really alarming. I talked about this, I believe, on my first or second episode of the podcast. And I talked about this Gallup poll that was done on Americans. And it read that 87% of Americans do not find their work meaningful. 87%. That means there are so many people that know they are in a job or in a track or on a path that they do not find meaningful. But one of the major reasons of holding them back is the fear of not knowing what's on the other side if they move away from that comfort zone. That's the fear of uncertainty. Do you feel the grasp that the fear of uncertainty has on you? Do you feel the cage forming around you? Do you feel the handcuffs going on your wrists? Do you feel that? I feel it. Here's how I think you can help beat the fear of uncertainty. Replace your expectations with plans. Let me repeat this one more time. To beat uncertainty takes a lot of planning. That's going to help someone that really worries about what are the right steps? What's the right decision? What do I do next? How do I get out of this comfortable situation into something that's uncomfortable to me? So to beat uncertainty, you have to replace your expectations with plans. You can't create outcomes. You can't do that. There's no way. You have no magic power to create and force an outcome. So don't put yourself through unnecessary suffering and disappointment. Sure, you can guide your tomorrow, but you can't control the exact outcome. You can control your process, but you can't control the outcome. And look, if you expect the worst, then you'll probably feel too negative and close-minded to notice and maybe seize the opportunity. Because, oh, what's the worst that can happen? I could go bankrupt. Oh, well, never mind. I'm going to stay in this comfortable job that I hate being at. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't expect the worst. Don't talk to yourself like that either. Talk to people who have done it. Get your plans on paper. Go over them with an accountability partner. These are the three steps in order to beat uncertainty. Replace expectations with plans. Talk to people who have done it. Get your plans on paper. Go over those plans with a partner. Plan, don't expect. And that's how you beat the fear of uncertainty. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.